Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, September 4th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of local and regional news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Eagles Trace celebrates 20 years. Eagles Trace, an Erickson senior living community in West Houston, Texas, is celebrating 20 years with a series of exciting events. From a community-wide birthday party to square dance club demonstrations, ice cream socials, and outdoor movie nights, residents and staff have been enjoying the festivities all year long. The celebrations will culminate in October with a Pioneer residents and staff brunch, lanterns of remembrance, and a ceremony featuring fireworks and outdoor games. Executive Director Steve Ayner reflects on the community's growth and success, welcoming over 1,200 residents and 600 staff members since opening in 2005. Resident Life Director Kristen Kennedy highlights the community's impressive growth and new amenities, including new restaurants, a dog park, and educational spaces. Resident John Bowser, one of the community's pioneers, cherishes the vibrant, worry-free lifestyle and close friendships he has found at Eagles Trace over the past 20 years. Charlestown artists paint a beautiful mural for all to enjoy. Charlestown's fireside artists recently painted vibrant works of art to cover temporary construction walls, transforming the space into a beautiful gallery. Over the course of a month, residents lined the hallway with colorful depictions of landscapes, flowers, wildlife, and scenes representing life at Charlestown. The 2x6-foot panels, stretching 50 feet, were painted using acrylic paint. The artists discussed their ideas beforehand and submitted their concepts for review, resulting in a collaborative and visually stunning project. Residents and staff enjoyed watching the evolution of the artwork, with many making it a part of their daily schedule to observe the artists at work. The fireside artists' work will remain on display until renovations are completed in 2026, bringing joy and beauty to the Charlestown community.
Bergen County residents make the move to Cedar Crest. Ann Bernhard, a longtime Oakland NJ resident, is one of hundreds of Bergen County retirees who decided to move to Cedar Crest, an Erickson senior living community in Pompton Plains, NJ. Sales director Ray Guarino notes that about 18% of people who moved to Cedar Crest last year were from Bergen County. The community's convenient location with access to Interstate 287 and Route 208, along with a wide range of amenities like a fitness center, library, and more, make it an attractive choice for residents. Anne, a former president of the Oakland Senior Center, found Cedar Crest's amenities and one-level, maintenance-free residences appealing, especially after incurring an injury. By joining Cedar Crest's priority list, Anne was able to secure her new home quickly and enjoy the worry-free lifestyle the community offers, with opportunities for socializing and staying engaged through various activities and clubs. Rural King opens 15th store in Kentucky, expanding access to farm and home essentials. Rural King, a family-owned retailer focused on the rural lifestyle, has opened its 15th Kentucky store in Somerset. Grand opening events will run from September 5th to September 7th, featuring specials and competitive prices. RK Rewards members can earn double points and enter to win gift cards. The new location offers innovative features like mobile checkouts while maintaining personalized service. CEO Steve Barbaric expressed excitement for the community investment. The store carries various brands and products for livestock, pets, automotive needs, and more. Rural King is dedicated to supporting local initiatives and fostering connections beyond its storefronts. For more information, visit ruralking.com, rkguns.com, or rktractors.com.
Q&A with Dr. Callum Potts, reproductive endocrinologist at CCRM Miami. Dr. Callum Potts, founder and medical director of CCRM Fertility of Miami, is a fellowship-trained reproductive endocrinologist and infertility specialist. His expertise includes infertility, IVF, egg freezing, and more. Dr. Potts, a father of twin boys through his own treatment at CCRM, provides compassionate, personalized care. CCRM Miami offers on-site services for continuity of care and faster results. They provide a full range of fertility services, including genetic testing and support resources. Dr. Potts' personal IVF experience shapes his patient care approach, creating a supportive environment. CCRM Aventura aims to bring world-class fertility care to South Florida, helping more families achieve parenthood.
UGI system upgrades in Bethlehem could provide opportunities to convert to natural gas. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to start a natural gas main replacement project in Bethlehem on September 8th. This project provides an opportunity for some homes and businesses along the route to convert to natural gas. The work will take place on 2nd Street ramp onto Broadhead Avenue and Broadhead Avenue between West 3rd Street and Broadway. Construction will occur Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., potentially causing road closures, detours, and parking restrictions. Some interruptions to natural gas service are expected, requiring property access for inspections and equipment relighting. The new natural gas main installation is expected to be finished by the end of September, with final paving and restoration to follow. Those interested in converting to natural gas can contact UGI at 800-276-7222 or gasconversion at ugi.com. UGI Utilities serves over 760,000 customers, and more information can be found at wwg.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.